Hi, welcome to Bible Talk. This week we're investigating this question. What do you think of Christ? This is perhaps the greatest question which was ever asked in the pages of the Bible itself. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 41, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How then does David in the Spirit call him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool'? If David then calls him Lord, how is he his son?" And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day on did anyone dare question him any more. When Jesus asked the Pharisees, "What do you think of Christ?" they immediately gave the correct answer without foreseeing the difficulty that their answer would give them. They knew that Christ would be the son of David, but David, in Psalm 110, called Christ his Lord. The point being made by Jesus is that a father does not usually bow down to his own son and call that son his Lord. If Christ was truly the son of David, and yet David called this son Lord, then this son must have been very special. He was no ordinary son. He was, in fact, divine. There are many opinions in the world today about Jesus. Some accept and worship him as Lord, and others reject him. Some believe that he was a great prophet, but they will not admit that he is the Son of God in the sense of being equal in nature with God in heaven. Jesus, of course, is not the only person that ever claimed to be divine, but he is the only one making such a claim that is convincing. What's your opinion of Christ? Have you yourself ever faced this great question which the Lord asked? Let's consider what people have said about Christ. Ancient disciples such as Barnabas, Clement, Ignatius, and Polycarp, they wrote extensively about Jesus, his teachings, and his life. They believed that he was truly the Son of God, and they refused to retract their statements even under the penalty of death. Josephus, a Jewish historian who was never a follower of Jesus, admitted that Jesus was very extraordinary. Listen to what he wrote in his book, Antiquities of the Jews, book 18, chapter 3. He said, "Jesus, a wise man, if it's lawful to call him a man, for he was a doer of wonderful works. He appeared to them alive again the third day, as the divine prophets had foretold." Many other historians, some Christians and some not, wrote about Christ and admitted that he was no ordinary man. Now, what did Jesus say about himself? Some people say that Jesus was misunderstood, that he personally did not claim to be divine and equal to God. They argued that Jesus' disciples became overzealous and made claims that Jesus himself never made. Well, let's investigate this quickly. Did Jesus himself ever claim to be divine? In John 10, verse 30, Jesus said, "I and my Father are one." When Jesus said this, the Pharisees certainly got the point. They knew exactly what Jesus meant by this, and it made them angry, and they were ready to kill Jesus. In John 10:33, the Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God." When Jesus was on trial before the Jewish high priest, listen to what Jesus himself said in Mark 14, verse 61. Again, the high priest asked him, saying, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" Jesus said, "I am." Now, what could be plainer than this? Obviously, Jesus was claiming to be more than just a mere man. He was claiming to be divine and equal with his Father in heaven. He claimed to be greater than the Scriptures. Several times he said, "You have heard that it was said, but I say to you." And so he claimed to be able to add teachings to the Word of God. Only God can do this. He claimed to be sinless. In John 8, verse 46, he asked the Jews, "Which of you convicts me of sin?" Jesus claimed to possess all authority that existed in heaven and on earth. Matthew 28, verse 18. Well, only God could make such a claim as that. He claimed to be greater than Solomon, the wisest man to ever live. Luke 11, 32. He claimed that he existed with his Father before the world was ever made. John 17, verse 5. Jesus claimed that he was greater than the greatest man in the Hebrew nation. John 8, verse 58. He claimed to be greater than the most sacred institution of the Jewish religion. He claimed to be even Lord of the Sabbath. Mark 2, verse 28. Besides what he claimed with his own mouth, look at the works that he performed. He did miracles which no other man was able to do. He performed miracles demonstrating his power over nature. He calmed a storm by simply saying, "Peace, be still." He raised the dead. Some who had even been dead for 4 days were beginning to decay and stink. He raised them back to life. He walked on the surface of water. He fed 5,000 men with just a few loaves and 2 fish. He turned water into wine instantly. He raised himself from the dead after 3 days, John 10 and verse 18. In John 10, verse 37, Jesus said, "If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him." Even the enemies of Christ acknowledged that he was sinless and innocent of all crime and sin. They admitted that he was the divine Son of God. Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, said, "I find in him no fault at all," John 18, 38. Pilate's own wife told Pilate, "Have nothing to do with that just man," Matthew 27, verse 19. Judas, a former disciple who had betrayed Jesus, later regretted what he had done, and even he himself said, "I have sinned in that I have betrayed innocent blood," Matthew 27, verse 4. The Jewish soldiers who went to arrest Christ, and they came back empty-handed, and they told their rulers, "Never a man spoke like this man," John 7, verse 46. The demons that possessed men in those days came out at Jesus' command, and they even confessed, "What have we to do with you, Jesus, thou Son of God?" Matthew 8, verse 29. When Jesus died on the cross, the centurion standing at the foot of the cross said, "Truly this man was the Son of God," Mark 15, verse 39. All of the friends of Jesus that knew him best all claimed that he was the Son of God. The angels announced that he was the Son of God when he was born. The Hebrew Scriptures all point to him and declare that he is truly God's very own Son. 3 times, God the Father spoke out so that men on the earth could themselves hear him say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.